أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلنا التوراة فيها هدى ونور يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا والربانيون والأحبار بما استحفظوا من كتاب الله وكانوا عليه شهداء فلا تخشوا الناس واخشوني ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الكافرون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 44 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verses, the previous ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about the Yahud coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to adjudication, the judgment of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insofar as the law of rajam, stoning, was concerned for a married person who had committed zina. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect historically with regards to the Ahle Kitab, and again more especially the Yahud, but in this the Nasara have not been excluded. Allah ta'ala says, Inna anzalna tawrata fiha hudan wa nur. Certainly we had revealed the Torah, and in the Torah is hudan, is hidayat, is guidance and nur. When the Quran Sharif was revealed, all the previous kitabs have been abrogated, in other words, annulled, cancelled. The laws of the previous kitab after the revelation of the Quran Sharif would not be acceptable by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In principle, as far as Iman, Tawheed was concerned, there was no contradiction. But in the other masail of Deen, the law of the Quran Sharif had to be abided by no matter what. In the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, when Allah Ta'ala revealed the Injil to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, some of the laws of the Torah were upheld in the Injil, and some were also annulled, some were also abrogated. And then we find prior to the Injil being revealed to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, many Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had come after the Torah was revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. These Nabis had to follow the law of the Torah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us, and Allah ta'ala is making it very clear that despite the fact that the Torah was abrogated at the advent of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the revelation of the Quran Sharif, yet it was a kitab of hidayat. There is absolutely no doubt in that fact that Allah Ta'ala had revealed hidayat, and we speak about the original Torah. And secondly, there was nur, there was guiding light, such a light by which a person could clearly see haqq and batil, a person could clearly see iman and kufr. يَحْكُمُ بِهَا النَّبِيُّونَ الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks post the Torah's revelation, and Allah ta'ala says that the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the prophets, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here adds a quality of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and this is again without any exception, alladhina aslamu, all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam had submitted, subjugated to Allah Ta'ala. So here Allah Ta'ala is saying the prophets who subjugated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they adjudicated, they judged, they gave their ruling through it, by it, in other words, by the Torah. After Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, many Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had come. We had discussed the period between Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. These Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam would give their verdict, would give their judgment, they would give their fatwa, they would show the masail according to the Torah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah says, فَهُ لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا, for those who had been Yahud, for those who had been Jews who accepted the deen of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Together with the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the others that had also adjudicated, who had given their verdict, who showed the masala, who gave the fatwa according to the Torah, Allah Ta'ala says two other groups. One was وَالْرَبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارِ. Number one was the Rabbaniyun. Rabbaniyun means Allah wala, the people of Allah. And the second is Al-Ahbar. Ahbar is the plural of the word Hibar, which means people who were learned, scholars who had the total understanding of the Torah and then any other kitab thereafter are known as Ahbar. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the two groups of people. One was the Rabbaniyun and the second were the Ahbar. They had also given their judgment, their verdict. They are also shown the mas'ala according to the Torah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one word of advice insofar as these two groups are concerned. One is the Rabbaniyun. They are also people who had knowledge. That is why they could adjudicate and give the verdict according to the Torah, and they could also show the mas'ala according to the Torah. As far as the Ahbar are concerned, the people of knowledge, anyone that has the knowledge of deen, of Allah Ta'ala, who practices upon it, is undoubtedly also an Allah Wala. That person that gives his day and night, that person that gives his every second of every minute and every minute of every hour in acquiring the knowledge of the deen of Allah Ta'ala and practices upon it, that alim is also a Rabbani, that or alim is also a person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah Ta'ala had created this segment, Allah Ta'ala had created this division to show us that there are some people in whom the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala will be more dominant and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be less dominant. But they will have the knowledge and they will have the ibadat. Then there will be one group of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala slaves and servants who will be the al-ahbar, the ulama. They will also have the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they practice on what they know. But together with that, Allah ta'ala gives them an exceptional understanding of deen in which the knowledge of deen becomes dominant. So in essence, there is no difference, but here Allah ta'ala wants to show us also that we shouldn't feel that somebody that makes Allah ta'ala's ibadat who is an alim does not know. Or somebody who is an alim and does not make that much ibadah that becomes evident to us, that person is not pious. Both of them are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah ta'ala says, بِمَسْتُحْفِذُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Because they were commanded to protect the kitab of Allah. They were instructed to protect the kitab of Allah ta'ala. And here it will go for the Torah. More especially, and then again, the Zabur and the Injil will also be included. And this is the departing point between those revelations and the Quran Sharif. Because as far as the Quran Sharif is concerned, Allah Ta'ala said, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah is the sole custodian of the kitab, in the protection of the kitab. Thereafter, co-custodianship Allah Ta'ala gives to the Huffaz and Allah Ta'ala gave to the ulama who will look after the words of the Quran and they will look after the meaning of the Quran Sharif. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says then, وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ shuhada, and they were witnesses to this. They were witnesses to the fact that they had been given this custodianship of protection of the Quran, but then they violated that. They changed the commandments of Allah. They changed the implication, the tafsir, the explanation. Then subsequently they changed the words of those kitabs. Like we saw in the previous verses, that they changed the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it suited them. فَلَا تَخْشَوُ النَّاسَ وَخْشَوْنِي. Allah ta'ala says that do not fear mankind, but fear me, that is Allah ta'ala. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. And do not sell or exchange the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a meager sum of this material world. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows two aspects. They change the rules and the laws. They change the commandments of Allah, the verses of Allah regarding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One reason that was very striking was that they were now Rabbaniyin. They were people of Allah Ta'ala, they were dervishes, and they were ulama, they were fuqaha, they were people who were learned, and they had assumed leadership amongst the community. But when they had to give their hand to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of that would be lost. Because in view of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the moon shines, then everything else becomes very, very dim. And hence in this way, they did not want to hand over that leadership to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. And then whoever does not adjudicate, give a judgment in view against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Then such are the kuffar, such are the disbelievers. In other words, when the verdict is given, when a judgment is given, when a mas'ala is shown, then it will be according to the kitab of Allah and obviously the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the other processes that take place insofar as our deen is concerned. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.